for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, Amia. I got a charge in my bank account for $54.97 from your company, and I did not authorize that.
Alrighty, I'd be more than happy to look into it. Bear with me this one brief moment, please.
Okay.
That first and last name along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Sandra Garand, G-A-R-A-N-D, 2414 Old Silo Road, St. Johnsbury, Vermont.
Thank you for that.
05819.
Thank you for that information, Mrs. Sandra. Yes, ma'am. So reviewing the account, I do see that there was a purchase that was made for the post oximeter on the 4th of this month for the shipping and handling charge of the $7.95, and that was only pertaining to the post oximeter. Now, that $54.97 that came out of the account, it was due to the fact that the account had to be canceled 24 to 48 hours of the order. If not, then the charge would come out of the account. It will send you a $125 gift card to your email to order more items. If you wish to continue, then it'll be the same price each month.
No.
Okay.
I don't understand that.
So, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. That $54.97 was pertaining to a gift card that was sent to the email.
No, I didn't get a gift card.
Yes, ma'am. It was sent around the 7th. It values a $125 gift card, so you'll be able to order more items off the website with
yes.
the link that is provided.
Want a gift card.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't even ask for a gift card.
That's only because the account was not canceled within the 24 to 48 hour time frame. It was a pre-authorized purchase.
What account?
The account that was...
That gave me a free gift, several free gifts that I needed to choose from. And all within that free gift, it was $7.95 for shipping. That's all I authorized. I didn't authorize a gift card or this $54.97.
It was a pre-authorized purchase. Now, I do understand that you wish not to continue. Everything was presented within terms, conditions, and everything was agreed to before the item was completed. So, yes, ma'am.
How
was
it agreed to?
Terms, conditions, ma'am. You have to
agree to was the $7.95.
And also the terms, conditions. So, whatever was explained within terms, conditions, everything was agreed to. That's the reason why the pre-authorized charge did come out of the account. And the email
this
was sent.
This is a scam.
So, yes,
this is
ma'am.
A scam, and I want that $54.97 back in my account.
So I can most definitely get this account canceled for you, and we are able to provide you a 35% refund.
No, I want a 100% refund.
The account was not canceled within a sufficient time frame.
It's
the highest that
pending.
We can do.
It's still pending in my checking account.
Pending to let you know that charge did go through.
I will call the bank and have them stop the payment.
No problem, ma'am. I do understand you wish to have them stop the payment. However, that charge has already gone through, so there's nothing that they can stop. Now, yes, ma'am, I did cancel the account, and the highest that we can do is a 50% refund for you.
Now, I want to speak to a supervisor.
We all have the same protocol, ma'am. This account was not canceled in time.
Then I'm going to write to the Attorney General and tell them what kind of a scam this is.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. So I do understand that you wish to get the Attorney General involved, and I would really hate for you to have to go through that discretion just to lose that dispute. I will speak to my supervisor to see what I can do about a refund for you. Just bear with me this one brief moment, please.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. We were able to go ahead and fully reverse that charge. That is a $54.97 charge being reversed back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay.
That's going to be C as in Charlie, 258-935-216.
216?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's your account. No problem. Thanks for calling customer service. Enjoy your day.